Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, did you have a good fourth?
I did. Did you?
Still have all my digits, used plenty of sunscreen, and now I'm excited to play this week's show. But before we do that, let's go over the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the name Fisher-Price. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the result to spell an eight-letter word for small fruits and a three-letter word for something those fruits are often used to make. What are the words?
If you change an F to an E, you can spell cherries and pie.
All right, Ian, on July 5th, 1971, the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was formally certified by President Richard Nixon. The amendment prohibits the federal government and the states from denying anyone who is at least 18 years old the right to vote, and is the most quickly ratified amendment in history, having been proposed in Congress on March 23, 1971, and reaching the required number of ratifying states less than 4 months later on July 1st. In 2014, South Dakota became the 43rd state to ratify the amendment, and the other seven states have yet to take any action. To commemorate the certification of the 26th Amendment, this week our questions are about the number 26.
Okay.
Its element number 26 on the periodic table, symbolized by Fe, which comes from the Latin word ferrum. It's the most abundant element on Earth by mass, and it comprises about 4 grams of human body weight, most of that in hemoglobin. What element is it?
That's iron.
It is indeed. While the UK version uses 22 boxes, many versions around the world of What Game Show, which has been hosted in the US since 2005 by Howie Mandel, begin with a contestant picking from one of 26 briefcases, which contain various amounts of money, often ranging from a few pennies to $1 million or more.
I feel like I'm going to get this wrong, but is that Deal or No Deal?
It is Deal or No Deal. Very good. The Republic of Ireland is divided into 26 counties, including Kilkenny, Limerick, and Tipperary. Also divided into 26 administrative divisions is Switzerland, where the divisions are known by what six-letter word beginning with C, a word that is also used as the name of a city in Ohio.
Okay, so depending on how you pronounce it, Canton or Canton?
Yes, Canton, Canton. Of the hundreds of Major League Baseball players who have worn jersey number 26, the player who wore it for the most seasons is retired second baseman Chase Utley. Utley wore number 26 from 2015 to 2018 while he was a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and for the prior 12 seasons during his time with what team?
The Phillies, and maybe I'm stealing your bonus fact, but he recently got to throw out the first pitch at Chase Utley Day to Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mine was just going to be the boring part about that he appeared as himself on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And finally, the 26-mile race known as a marathon, which has an official distance of just over 26.2 miles, is named for the legend, whose historical accuracy is often questioned, of a Greek messenger who was sent to inform the assembly that the Persians had just been defeated at the Battle of Marathon. The messenger, appropriately enough, ran from Marathon to what city?
Athens?
Yes, he went to Athens, where the assembly would be. And the men's marathon has been in the Olympics since 1896, since the beginning, and the women's marathon started in 1984.
But what year did the bumper sticker start?
Well, Ian did pretty well again this week. He went 26 for 5. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase young voters. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, 6 letters, 5 letters, for things a hippie might have listened to at Woodstock. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.